sight it must have been to be on the mountain that day. Jesus took with him three of his disciples, Peter and James and John, and then he was transfigured before them. As the other Gospels tell us, even his face began to shine like the sun. And as Mark tells us, his clothes became bright white, whiter than anything we have ever seen here on earth. And then, as Jesus stood there, Moses great sight, and words cannot even begin to describe it. But Peter doesn't know what to make of all of it. He sees it clearly enough with his own eyes, yet he doesn't understand. And out of a kind of pious reflex, he proposes setting up three tents, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was probably thinking back to the days of the tabernacle, when God dwelled in a tent in the wilderness. But Mark tells us very clearly in verse 6, he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Everything was confusing and frightening. And on top of all of it, he suddenly hears the voice of the Father saying that this is my beloved Son, listen to him. And then just as suddenly, it all disappears. They saw no one except Jesus only. So what did it all mean? And Christians, how often do we find ourselves in a similar position as Peter and the rest? God does something or God says something, and we're not quite sure what to make of it. Doesn't even have to be something spectacular. It could just be the ordinary things of life. Like when we read something in the Bible that we don't fully understand. Such as when God says that suffering is a blessing for a Christian, and blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. It runs contrary to our expectations, and that can make it hard to understand. Or when something happens in our life, especially something difficult, some sudden disaster suddenly overtakes us, and we never seem to quite catch a break. God promises us peace, but where is it? So what are we supposed to do in a situation like that? And it's not like it got any easier for Peter and the others as they were going down the mountain. Because as they were leaving, Jesus told them very specifically that they could not say anything about what they had seen. Something as amazing and remarkable as a man glowing like the sun. And they couldn't say a word. Not until the Son of Man was risen from the dead. But that only made it worse for Peter and the rest. Because what exactly did Jesus mean by that? That rising from the dead. Was it just a metaphor? Was it a figure of speech? Was he pointing towards something more to come? They weren't really quite sure what to make of it. Because after all, the Jews in those days, and the apostles for that matter, were expecting a victorious Christ. Christ would come to conquer. Christ would come to win victory after victory. That's what the Christ was supposed to do. So a suffering and a dead Christ didn't make any sense to them. Who ever heard of victory through death? And if Jesus dying never even entered their imaginations, how much further away was rising from the dead? None of these things seemed to make any sense to them. What did God mean by it all? But Jesus telling them to say nothing, Christians, should not surprise us. Because Jesus knew what they did not. Jesus knew that none of this would make any sense to them. Not until he had risen from the dead. Because before that point, before he rose from the dead, people might hear it and be amazed. They might gossip about it, they might tell stories about it, saying, "Did you hear what happened to this man, Jesus?" But they wouldn't see the point of it. They wouldn't understand until Jesus had suffered and died and rose again. Then, and only then, would it all make sense. Then, and only then, would they be able to see clearly. In the light of the resurrection, they would see that what had happened on the mountain was not just something amazing that happened one day, but the revelation of the glory of Christ, who is both God and man. In the light of the resurrection, they would understand why Moses and Elijah had appeared. Not to surprise them or so that they would be able to tell a good story. Rather, Moses and Elijah appeared so that they could see how the Old Testament pointed towards Jesus. How the one that they had been waiting for so long was finally here. The whole Bible would now make sense to them because Jesus was risen from the dead. And in the light of the resurrection, they would even understand what it meant for John the Baptist to come in the spirit of Elijah, suffering just as Jesus had suffered. Because then, in the light of the resurrection, they would know why Jesus suffered at all, that he endured all of these things so that we would be saved, and that we who are in him, like John, suffer with him. And if we suffer with him, we will also be glorified with him. Yes, in the light of the resurrection, all of these things would make perfect sense. Jesus rising from the dead makes everything clear. And if that was true for Peter and the rest Christians, it's also true for us. Jesus rising from the dead makes sense of everything, even those things that might confuse us. If we're struggling, for example, to make the connections throughout the Bible, wondering what this all means, or even wondering why something is in the Bible at all, the risen Jesus shows us. In him, we can see where everything is headed. And in him, we can see the meaning of it all. Even whether it's there to show us our need for him or to show us our Savior. And if we're struggling Christians with what God says about suffering, or especially the suffering that we must endure, how all of these things can be good for us as Christians, in the risen Jesus Christ, we see what all of these things mean. It means that not only will they come to an end in him, but that also because we suffer with him, we will become like him. We suffer as he suffered so that we will be glorified as he is glorified. And if we struggle with sin, Christians, not only the sins by which we have offended God, but also why we continue to sin. The risen Jesus Christ shows us that we are truly forgiven. The risen Jesus shows us that nothing and no one can bring any charge against those whom God has justified. We are truly forgiven. And if we struggle with death, knowing that we all must one day return to the dust, the risen Jesus shows us that life is ours. Just as he lives, so also shall we. And for that reason, we have no need to be afraid of anything in this world, not even death. Because Jesus has overcome all things through his mighty resurrection. Nothing can separate us from Him. So in those moments when we are confused Christians, in those moments when we're not quite sure what God means or what He's doing, all we need to do is to look to the living Christ, who is seated at the right hand of the Father, because He is our light in every dark place. He is the one who gives us the Holy Spirit, the Spirit who not only leads us into all truth, but the Spirit who also opens our eyes, so that we may always look to Jesus, who has risen from the dead, and find strength and comfort in every time of need. Let us pray. O Lord God, point us ever toward Your Son, and open our ears and our hearts, so that we may always listen to Him and know Your gracious will, both now and in eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.